hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Welcome to another edition of Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, where I talk a little game with some minor teams here in the Peace Region. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to have about 12 to 15 teams on the show. We're going to find out what they're doing, how they're doing, and shine a little light on how hard they work at their sport and make them feel like little superstars that they are. I've got the U15 Stampeders on today. I've got Logan Bennett, Josh Weirden, and I have Cale Lambert. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. Pretty
All right, Logan, we're going to start with you. So tell me, Logan, is it tough to balance school and hockey?
For me, I don't find it so much so. I mean, there are some days where it's like hockey and school will overlap, but usually I can get it to work pretty well, so.
That's good. It's got to be a lot of pressure on you guys for sure. Now, I understand you're finished. You had your last game last night.
We did, yeah.
And you won, I heard.
Yeah.
Who'd you beat?
Sexsmith.
Nice. So, was that a good win?
It was, yeah.
And good stuff. Good way to go out on the end, right?
Yeah, very
perfect.
Good.
All right. So how do you feel about the fans? Are they an important part of the game when you're playing?
I'd say so, yeah. It's nice knowing that there's somebody in the stands who's cheering for you, and it's not just the other team with their home crowd the whole time sitting
right
there. So.
Right. Now, what would you say to people to get more people to go to the games?
As the player, it's really nice to have that support, and it's always fun knowing that you're playing there and you got all the people you're representing around watching.
Yeah, giving you and cheering you on and stuff. That's a really big deal. All right, now, apparently you guys get the hockey talk from your coach, but I hear that the one in the car with your parents, with your mom or dad, can be worse sometimes. What does it sound like in the car when you're on your way to the game with mom or dad?
Basically, it's usually I just listen to the music the whole time, and then at one point it'll just turn off and they'll sit there and they'll start talking. It's usually along the lines of, don't be nervous, it's just a game, but always in the back of my mind, it's like, I'm just nervous no matter what. I'd be nervous anyways, even if it's just practice.
Well, hey, I get nervous every day doing my show. I don't think it ever ends. I think nervous is a good kind of energy in a big way. You know, your parents work really hard at getting you to your games and keeping you in hockey. What do you want to say to them for doing all that?
Well, I'd just like to say thanks, and thanks for being there, because without you, I mean, I wouldn't be able to play hockey, wouldn't be able to do it.
That's exactly it. Way to go. Good stuff. All right, come on over, Cale. You're my goaltender. Don't be nervous. These kids are so nervous here. You should see them. They're adorable. Don't be nervous, okay? When you get to be in the NHL, are you going to be doing this all the time? It's going to be like a regular thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's tougher for the goalie to stop, a slap shot or a wrist shot?
A slap shot. They're faster, harder, and who knows? It could be from different players.
Right.
It depends on who's shooting it.
Right. Your mom must be real nervous when you decided to be a goalie. I don't know about you, but if my kid told me that he wanted to be a goalie, I'd be so worried about those slap shots in a big way. So I can see why that is the way it is. All right. Before a hockey game starts, the goalie comes up, warms up for the game, and the first thing that you guys do is you start to scrap and mark up the ice in front of the net. Why do you do that?
Actually, I don't really do that. It's just if you do that, it kind of gets you a feel for the ice.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, puck handling. It's an important aspect of your game. Are you good at it?
I say I'm pretty good at it. This year, I've recently learned how to handle the puck a lot more.
Okay. And how do you hone that particular craft? Because a lot of guys don't have the confidence to do that. A lot of goalies don't. How did you learn how to do that better?
I've practiced it at home and at practice and during warm-up before the game.
Okay. I hear goalies are moody, Cale. Is that true?
We get moody, yeah.
Now, I mean, I'm a Patrick Waugh fan, so I've definitely learned from the best about moody goalies. So you are moody? Is that what you're saying? Would your teammates say that you're a little moody too, guys?
He's got his moments.
All right. Final question for you, Cale. If you were able to customize your mask, you know how the goalies always customize their masks? What would you have on yours?
I would probably have the number 30.
Okay.
On the side, red.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a paw print as a cat.
Oh, that would be really cool. Yep. All right. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No? Do you have girls checking you out in the stands? I mean, you girls must have girls that go to your games and check you out
sometimes
in the stands. Do you find that a little distracting at times?
No, not really, actually.
You kind of dig it?
Yeah,
perfect.
I guess.
Yeah, it only gets better, according to my brothers, anyways. All right, Cale, we're going to move on to Josh now. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Okay.
Doing good? So how was your game, your last game? Did you enjoy it?
Pretty enjoyable. It came close at the end and felt a little bit more tense. But
do you get a little sad when it's the last game of the season?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to do in summer, and then it's slow. You know,
right.
Sit at home most of the time.
So. You do. So you do nothing to condition during the summer to get you ready for hockey?
I was thinking about it this summer, but
yeah, maybe.
Normally I haven't, actually.
Okay. Maybe working out or something like that. Mm-hmm. When did you get started in hockey, and what inspired you to play?
I got started in hockey when I was about 5 years old, and I think it was more my parents that inspired me. A sport to do, I guess, as I was younger. If I liked it, I can continue. If I didn't, I could just go out of it anytime, I guess.
And what's your mindset during a game? Do you have any pregame rituals that you do? Are you a little superstitious? Do you put a sock on differently? My brother's had all kinds of crazy superstitions. Do you have any of those?
Normally, I just like to go in with an open mind, knowing if I do my best out here, then I can be happy at the end of a game. And then during warm-up, I usually like to keep to myself. I don't talk a lot. I like to think about my own self, what I can do today, how I can play my best.
Now, the coach, you obviously get hockey coaches talking to you before you go to the game. Now, I'm sure that that conversation is a little bit more different than the conversation that the parents would have in the car. Give me an example. What's your coach's name?
Coach is Ryan.
Ryan.
Definitely. Now, before a game, it's always that normal feel, you know. He talks about, usually, what we have to do on the ice, pass more, you know, play our hardest, and just do our best.
Now, your parents, do they go to the games, your mom and dad? Mom or dad go to your games?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did they ever embarrass you in the stands, yelling out stuff?
Recently, no. But years before, I've definitely had that a lot.
Yeah? Give me an example of something that they would do.
Oh, my dad would yell at me to do something. Nothing in a mean way, but like, you'd always hear him like, spin, spin, you know?
Right.
After I have the puck.
You just hear his voice in the arena, in the stands, in a big way. But that's just because they want to cheer you on and they want to show some support in a big way.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, you guys, I'm glad you had a great season. I appreciate you coming on the show. And I understand that the three of you are going to introduce the next song for us.
Right now, it's High Valley, Dear Life.
On Peace Region's Best, River Country.